Hello and welcome to what I believe is a truly thought-provoking podcast series. Literally, a series that will inspire you to think afresh in a way that would actually help trigger change for good across personal and professional spaces, family, surroundings, city, and nation. This new podcast series is called Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo. And it's the brainchild of one of India's most progressive and successful business leaders who needs no introduction, the inspirational Mr. Sameer Modi, Managing Director of Modi Enterprises. Sameer, welcome to the first episode of Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo.
Thanks, Pavan.
Sameer, this podcast series is based on what's completely your idea and thought. And now that I've been speaking with you about this for some time, I know it's your mission. But before we start our conversation, Sameer, allow me to do you the courtesy of a quick introduction. The dynamic Sameer Modi with me on the show is Managing Director of Modi Enterprises, a Rs 10,000 crore conglomerate founded by his grandfather in 1933. Sameer Modi is also founder and Managing Director at Modi Care Limited. Sameer is not just an intuitive entrepreneur, but also an ardent businessman, constantly striving to bring new and radical ideas to life. An alumnus of Harvard Business School, Sameer saw how Indians in the US were far more successful than those who seemed to be constantly struggling back home, and recognized the immediate importance of providing Indians at home financial freedom. That also made him see the enormous potential of direct selling and its future in India. In March 1996, Sameer Modi launched India's first direct selling company, ModiCare, to help give financial azadi or freedom to every Indian. His mission was to replicate and grow the success of Indians abroad for his fellow Indians in their own country by enabling them through financial independence. Sameer also serves as Executive Director Godfrey Phillips India Limited, Director Indofil Industries Limited, Founder and President 24/7 Convenience Stores, and Founder and Managing Director Kalabar Cosmetics, and Founder and Vice Chairman Modi Care Foundation. So that very briefly is Sameer Modi, a stellar visionary leader whose progressive thinking is the driving force behind this, his podcast series, and also his mission to help people. Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo. Let's talk about it, Sameer.
Sure.
So first, very quickly and briefly, please tell me, what is the philosophy of Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo, this new podcast series?
So Pavan, some years ago, I uttered these words, Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo, at a Modi Care event. And when I realized what I had said, I realized immediately that there was something that had guided me all my life. And at that moment, I realized I would continue to live that thought and mission. Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo has changed my life and me as a person to an enormous degree.
Wonderful.
When I delved into my own life and how I do things and what I believe in and what I don't, Soch Badlo began to crystallize through my own revelations to myself from the past experiences. So the idea of Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo came from my own introspection. I saw the changes that came into my personal life and professional life when I started removing roadblocks with just one thing, fresh thinking.
Wow, that's truly inspirational.
So Soch Badlo not only became very real, but has actually been a way of life with me. It has changed me so that I can see the world in a very different way.
Right.
I believe that by changing your thinking, you can turn the word impossible into I am possible.
Wonderful.
Soch badal ke, as I said, by changing your thinking. And once you change your thinking and decide upon a path, say socho mat karo, don't just think, do.
Wonderful. And if I can take a listen from this, Sameer, I think it would be that if I can change, so can the world. And so relevant and required, especially in these troubled times, actually at all times. But why a podcast series, Sameer?
So when I imbibed the journey of Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo, I realized it changed me as a person. It changed my life completely. And today I'm a new man.
Right.
In today's day and today's world, I believe Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo can and has the ability to change every human being's quality of life and the way he or she thinks.
Wonderful.
Also, I believe that Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo is really a very engaging concept. It is one that has to be conveyed with one's mind and heart. And you know, it has to be felt. It has to be heard. And the emotions that it evokes within us are really the emotions that we really want to converse with, communicate at that level. And there is nothing better to bring these emotions into one's heart and one's mind. And that's why I chose the podcast format.
Excellent. And you know, proving once again, Samir, your great eye for the new, whether it's a concept or a medium. So yet again, another category first for you. Great. So Samir, you told us about how you've always thought differently. Now tell us what always drives you and inspires you to think afresh for the greater good. You keep doing that. What's your personal philosophy? Or let me put it in my own different way. What is Samirness?
Well, I don't know what to say about Samirness. It's it's an interesting concept. People might say that it's very flamboyant or self-obsessing concept. But the way I see it, that what you call Samirness to me is a very interesting concept.
Right.
It is based on my personal philosophy of doing good and saying what is important to do with all my heart and all my conviction.
Excellent.
So much like the philosophy of Meraki, which is a Greek word,
okay,
that means whatever you do with your soul, creativity and love, so that you can be something of yourself in that process.
Excellent.
That's what driven me and helped me to make a mark for myself. So for me, Samirness is just a placeholder, because it's a larger than life concept, something that one has to live, and I live it 24/7.
Excellent. And I must take out that one very important line that you mentioned there, just so people who are listening to the podcast can definitely benefit from it and internalize it. You said that whenever you do something, do it with so much soul, creativity and love that you put something of yourself in your work. Wonderful. So, you know, if a thing is worth doing, it's worth doing extremely well. And what you're saying, Samir, is a lot can be accomplished if one is willing to change the way one thinks by bringing in a different perspective. Samir, I believe personal anecdotes provide excellent glimpses into the human behind the successful business leader. And I know you've received tremendous inspiration from your grandparents and have had several anecdotes to share. So tell us about any one special instance that truly inspired you and made a big difference to yourself and your overall personality, something that's still etched in your memory, anything.
So there are many instances that I can narrate.
Hmm.
Some are very close to me and some that have had a very great impact on the way I think, the way I do, and what I think at the world at large, and what one's role should be in society.
Okay.
My grandparents were one visiting Kolkata and had gone to a wedding function where they were the Malwadi women, well-to-do people coming from all across India, and we were also as a family very well-to-do.
Okay.
But when my grandparents came back, my grandmother said to my grandfather, "Are we not as rich as the women that were at that wedding?"
Okay.
Because I saw them wearing big diamonds and very expensive jewelry.
Hmm.
And why don't I have those as well?
Wow. And what did your grandfather say?
Well, my grandfather said, "Yes, we are successful."
Hmm.
And at the same time, he said the words that either you can have big diamonds, jewelry, and large amounts of money, or you can have money, use your money to help the community, to give back to the earth that we gained from.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what happened next?
So my grandmother took that as a mission.
Okay.
They set up hospitals, temples, eye clinics. They set up societies for employees, which had clubs and swimming pools and other facilities that nobody else provided. And these were given to the employees for free.
Wow.
So they had all the facilities that were available to the rich as their facilities to lead a better life.
Wonderful. In the 1950s, that was a really unique and inspiring way of doing things. Amazing. And what's the learning from that story that has stayed with you all your life, Sameer?
One of the main things is my philosophy that whoever comes to my doorstep will never be turned away.
Wow.
I may not know them, I may know them, but I have been blessed or have the privilege to help people. And therefore, it's my duty to help people. And it really doesn't matter what class, what part of society they are in. But the whole concept is I have the ability to make a difference. And therefore, I should make that difference.
That's really very good, Sameer. And what about another story about the money you earned from waiting tables in Australia as a young student and saved all of that money? What did you save it for and, you know, what did you buy with it?
So, I had never worked till the time I went for an exchange program to Australia.
Okay.
And, you know, the families we come from, it's taken for granted that it's your right to join the family business and to be the new boss to come about. But when I went to Australia, it taught me that money didn't come easy.
Right.
And for coming with get money, you had to work hard. And that no job is menial and that you have to put your soul into it. So I started looking for a job that I could do part-time. And I found an Indian restaurant by the name of Tandoori, which decided to give me a job for 2 days a week, which then turned out to be 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, and then all days of the week.
Okay.
And it was a job where I had to serve on tables.
Okay.
And I got paid daily amount. Plus, the most important thing was chicken tikka curry with rice and a drop home from the owner. So it really gave me the ability to understand that I am capable of earning money, but it doesn't matter what the job is.
Right.
Anything and everything is learning and everything is important for one's growth.
Right.
So it really taught me humility and that no job is menial for anybody.
Wonderful. That's really well said, Sameer. And what did you buy with the money though, the money that you saved working so hard?
Well, in those days, money saved was money earned, and I saved about 900 Australian dollars.
Wow.
And I was transiting from Australia to Hong Kong. And at that time, the CD player had just got launched.
Okay.
And I decided that if I could get something unique for my parents, then it would be those CD players.
Right.
So I spent almost 10 hours negotiating by the shopkeeper, going in and out, in and out. And finally bought two CD players, one was a Sony and one was a Sanyo,
right,
which I still have for memory's sake with me. And that was my biggest gift that I could give to my parents.
Lovely. Again, it was a thought that counted. And, you know, this story about your soft heart and don't miss the stress on soft reminds me of another very important part of your younger years, which, let me tell our listeners, this soft-hearted man who has always believed that he must help anyone who approaches him was, and I'm sure he is too still, but he was a tough, trained boxer full of grit and determination. So, Sameer, can you share any memory from those days that you hold dear and which may have inspired and guided you ever since?
I actually started boxing at the age of 5 and I boxed till college, and we got a chance to compete at the Delhi state level championships, and this was the first time that anyone from Doon school had gone for this championship.
Okay.
And we basically trained for almost 3 months with the Gurkha regiment. There were three of us who landed in Delhi. And the two seniors were 1 year elder to me, and I was 1 year younger. And when we started to weigh in, I found that one of my teammates was a lower weight category and came into the same category as me and said to me, "Sameer, I won't get a chance again. So why don't you miss out on this competition for this year and you can come back next year again?"
And what happened?
So I realized that I don't have a way to fight that.
Okay.
Because after all, he was my senior. So I said, let me try to get to the next level, which was...
In how many days?
I had 24 hours. I had 24 hours to get into the next weight category.
Oh God, okay.
Which was the light welter category.
Okay.
And I was short, I think about 3 kilos to get to the category.
Okay.
And I was determined that I will not go without fighting.
Okay.
Because ek to hai ki bhaan pahunch gaye. Dusra izzat ka sawal hota hai. You know, ki you reach there and you come back to school, like, did you box? no, yaar, my senior took my place. So you would have felt like a dud, you know this. So I actually, I heard from people that if you have bananas and milkshake, you could gain weight.
Okay.
So that's what I did. I, for 24 hours, had bananas and milkshake.
My God.
And I did manage to gain weight and I did fight.
Wonderful. Amazing. And a lot of weight to gain in one day, but your determination and your frame also, you're a big built man, so yeah. And what's the learning that stayed with you always, Sameer, from there?
Well, boxing has taught me many things. One of the things it has taught me that in a confined space, you can hold yourself.
Okay.
Because you have a ring. You can't run away from there. And it brought out the belief in myself. It brought in the belief that when I'm determined, then nothing is impossible.
Wow.
And that is something that has stood me in great stead.
Wonderful.
And this is something that I feel will stay with me all my life.
Excellent, excellent. So this is all about self-belief actually. Wow. You've shared an inspirational memory of your grandmother. I'm aware that your respected mother too has been a major influence and inspiration for you, Sameer. Has she too been instrumental in inspiring you to chart your very successful business journey? One where we know you've always been driven by firm convictions.
I'm glad you asked me this question, Pavan. I think my mother has had a tremendous effect on me.
Mm-hmm.
She came from a very simple family, from Hathras, where my grandfather, my Nana, taught her to do things she believed in.
Okay.
She was a firefighter and two girls, and she was the elder girl among all the boys who was the inspiration for everybody.
Okay.
So when she got married and came to Modi Nagar, which was part of a larger family setup where women were expected to lead the house, manage the kitchen and the children.
Okay.
And she convinced my father that she wanted to start a business and she wanted to stand on her own feet.
Wow.
So my father supported her and she set an example that has always been like a lighthouse for me.
Wonderful.
She took the bull by the horns. If you believe in something, you need to do it.
Wonderful.
In fact, my mother's examples have always inspired me and they continue to inspire me.
Wonderful.
And I dare say, it will inspire every woman today who wants to pursue a dream.
Right. So, one can trace the great formative influences on your mental makeup to your family, Sameer. That's great. And that brings us to, you know, another question that I have for you, Sameer. You were born into an eminently successful family. So what made you start all your companies in spite of having a, you know, super successful family business? You could have lazed and even still grown and made them wonderfully successful. Why did you want to start your own companies?
So, you know, people who look at me or look at people in our kind of family setups feel that we are born with a golden spoon.
Okay.
And when you are in the third generation, then you're more entitled to feel that you are born with a golden spoon.
Right.
You don't need to work, you need to relax, you may play golf. But life is a journey of being carefree.
Right.
And I have grown up with my boarding education. I have grown up to believing in that I have to start something of my own. And after my father, I have to fill his shoes and build on what he has built.
Right.
So keeping that in mind, I wanted not only to be known as Mr. Modi's son.
Right.
But I wanted to be known as Sameer, who has his own standing and has reached here by his own hard work to do what he wants to do.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm sure your family would have supported you. So tell us a little more about that.
Well, I must say, along with the determination and all the inspiration for my family, what has always stood me in great stead is what my father once told me.
Okay.
Because I went to him and I asked, Dad, I have spent last 10 years learning things. Now, when will I get authority and when will I get to be a manager?
My own man.
My own man.
Right.
So my father said to me that in life, till the time you die, you will always remain a student.
Wow.
Where you will learn something new every day.
Wonderful.
That has helped a great deal in the way I am today.
Indeed. And you've achieved so much. So tell us, Sameer, which of your achievements have given you the maximum joy?
So I think my biggest happiness, my life-changing event has been Modi Care.
Okay.
It is because I had to rebuild myself and my thought process.
Wow.
I had to look at the world through a different lens.
Okay.
When I saw the common man struggling in India and having his dreams crushed, I said that this needs to change.
Right.
You know how we go to temples and we put in the charity box the 500 rupees or 1,000 rupees and we say, God, grant me my wish. And I felt that God is within all of us.
Wonderful.
Or we have to get a platform to believe who we are and bring out who we are and the best in us. So I set up Modi Care, where today hundreds of thousands of people are joining. They're joining because they want azadi. Azadi in their personal lives, azadi in their professional lives, azadi in the way they think.
Wonderful.
And seeing this, seeing how people are joining, how we are changing their lives, how we are giving them a reason to live, is something that has inspired me and has driven me to break down the barriers that I have felt within me.
Wonderful, Sameer. And it was because while retaining the excellent value systems and learnings from the family, you believed in surging ahead on the basis of fresh thinking. Soch badlo, khud ko badlo. And as a result of that, the third part of your excellent mission line, which is Duniya Badlo, that too you made possible, and Modi Care is one of several shining examples. And therefore you've been driven to share your excellent philosophy and guidance of Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo with everyone through this podcast series. What need gaps have you seen in society that this podcast series can help to address?
The biggest need gap I have felt in society is the lack of open-mindedness to an unconventional approach.
Okay.
It's everywhere. And the need is to change the perspective. And to do that, you need to see the world through different glasses. Right. You must change your glasses to see a different way to life.
Excellent, excellent. And I think Modi Care was the result of this new soch. Do you believe that?
Yes, I think Modi Care has been paramount in validating what different glasses can do. So therefore, a new soch by people who have seen and experienced success with us are today very different human beings than they were before they joined us.
Wow.
In fact, we have more than 50 lakh people who have joined us so far, and approximately 2 lakh plus people are joining us every month.
That's remarkable. Remarkable. Wow.
And half of them are women.
Wow.
Who want to change their lives, who want to break away from the Indian traditional society system and to be able to make a mark themselves.
Wonderful. Any memorable incident from any of the people who've joined you? Any memory?
A couple of years ago, I was in a Modi Care event where I go into the crowd to meet people. And I saw this lady, she must be in approximately 79 to 82 years of age.
Wow.
And I said, Maji, namaste. Aap kisi ke saath aayi hain? Beta ya bhatija, aap kiske saath aayi hain? She said to me, ki main apne saath khud aayi hun.
Wow.
To maine kaha, aap kya Modi Care ki consultant hain? She said, yes, main Modi Care ki consultant hun. Modi Care has given me a chance to live life again.
Wonderful.
See, it is the first time in my life that I have money of my own that I can call my own.
Excellent, excellent. So Sameer, Modi Care, which is the result of a new and changed badli hui soch or thinking, has been empowering lakhs of women all over the country. So let me ask you, Sameer, going ahead in this episode, which has just a few minutes left, which one important area — we spoke about need gaps — so which is the one important area that you want to focus on?
Well, today I like to talk about women's empowerment.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Okay.
In fact, it's something I have always believed in. I have 2 young girls who are today very independent minded. I cannot convince them of something that I want to do, but they can convince me of what they want me to do. Therefore, in my view, women are the most important part of society.
Yeah.
And I've always held them in the highest esteem.
Excellent. That's really laudable.
Because, you know, Pavan, women can do everything a man can do.
Yes.
And do it better.
Absolutely.
It's important for us to empower all women around us and applaud the women in our lives.
Very well said. Absolutely. And how are you doing that across your companies, Sameer?
you know, I have been doing experimenting with various things that can help and empower women.
Okay.
Is again based on my Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo, where it is to give women equal job opportunities and also make allowances for women with babies when they need to work from home and for them to be on their own.
Excellent.
I don't need to say this. We all know that women are extremely important at the workplace.
Yes.
But for women to thrive, we have to have no bias in terms of opportunity and pay.
Excellent.
60% of the workforce in our company are women.
Okay.
And for them, we offer flexible learning opportunities, post trainings and more. And you know what? Even my boss is a woman and that's my mother.
That's really walking the talk. Very admirable, Sameer.
Pavan, it's interesting that you thought of the topic of women empowerment. Today, in ModiCare, a large number of the employees are women.
Okay.
We honor every woman in the organization. And we also want to make sure that every woman is motivated, feels safe and treated equally with respect.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So all our policies focus on women and equality. And a large percentage of these women take decisions which others have to follow.
Wonderful. Excellent. Okay, now allow me to put you in a bit of a challenging spot, Sameer, and, you know, ask you a personal question. Even if it were for a decision concerning an immediate family member, would you change your thinking and practice what you are advocating? Okay, so for instance, I'm aware that your daughter came up to you and said, "Dad, I want to act in films." How did you respond to that?
Oh my God, that is a very interesting question. We come from a very conservative and modern family at the same time. And some years ago, my daughter came up to me and said, "I want to act."
Okay.
So I said, "Act where? Hollywood or Bollywood?" So she said, "I just want to act." And I said, "Okay, why don't you go and act?" And that was my thought process in that time was, she'll act, go for acting. Since acting is such a tough place to be, she'll get satisfied in the auditioning. But then finally she said, "Dad, I think I'll get into business."
Okay.
So she got an auditioning role. She came back to me and said, "Dad, I've got the auditioning role." I said, "Great, go for it." She came back saying, "Dad, I've got the second auditioning role." I said, "Go for it." And then finally, I nearly fell off the chair, which she said, "Dad, I've got the role in the movie." I said that I want to meet the director, blah, 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 blah. And she finally did this movie called Gippy, which was a Dharma production film. And then she said to me, "Dad, I want to go to film school."
Okay.
Which I said to my daughter, Jayati, that I want you to finish college first. Because I want you to be equipped with all the tools that business or college teaches you. She then went, said, "Dad, I want to go to film school," which she went. And the family, when she came back, was not open for her to do films.
Okay.
So the family was pushing, including me, for her to go to training with our collaborators, spend 2 years there, and then get married, and blah, 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 blah. And actually, when I looked at it, thought back to my childhood, to my Soch Badlo philosophy, and I said, well, if I'm going to think this old way, then I'm not doing justice to my philosophy.
Right.
So I went to my mother and I said, "I've thought long and hard about Jayati going for training. I have decided that I would like her to pursue her dreams.
Excellent.
And try her best in getting into the movies. And today she's getting ready to move to Mumbai.
Wow.
And to dazzle in Bollywood. And at the same time, I am not involved in helping her because she said to me, "Dad, I want to do it on my own."
Wow.
Not by your help, not by you producing a movie.
Wonderful.
I know you can do it. But today, just like I said to my father that I want to be able to stand on my own, it's very refreshing for my daughter to say that she wants to stand on her own.
Wonderful.
So change begins at home.
Absolutely. Wonderful, Sameer. That's really walking the talk.
Well, Pavan, I believe that women must be supported by men to usher in the change.
Okay.
The change cannot be driven by women alone. See, when you want comfort, you think of your mother. Women are forever there to nurture you. The women in your life deserve to feel empowered.
Right.
Treat every woman as an equal and appreciate her. Women are truly wonderful and will always matter to you no matter what the age is.
Correct.
So I encourage everyone to inspire and empower women. And I just want to share one interesting experience that I had yesterday with my daughter. She said, "Dad, you know, I'm going to Mumbai. How will you manage?" So I said, "What do you mean, how will I manage?" She says, "You will not be able to manage 5 days without me. So I think you better move to Mumbai with me." So that's how important women are in one's life.
Absolutely.
Because whether it's your daughter, whether it's your wife, it doesn't matter. They nurture you naturally.
You know, Sameer, that one wonderful thought is truly an excellent takeaway for the listeners of this, the first episode of your podcast series, Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo. And you know what? I'd also like you to share some quick thoughts on what any of our listeners can do for people during this ongoing COVID pandemic. Anything you'd like to share?
I just like to say that we need to do something tangible.
Right.
COVID has changed the parameters and what we call normal.
Right.
We have to learn new things and new tools of how to coexist together as a unit and do things we never did and never thought we could do. So don't be shy to help anyone.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And you know, Pavan, whatever you do, remain safe and protected. But do reach out to people. Everybody needs a helping hand at this point, and you can help. Make it your personal duty to try and help people. And remember to always respect, inspire, and empower women wherever you can. At home, in your neighborhood, while you're traveling, while you are conversing with people. Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo is not just words. It is based on this philosophy, Socho Mat, Badlo.
Wonderful, Sameer. So well said. I think we should leave our listeners with your excellent thought. I couldn't have scripted a better close for this, the first episode of your excellent podcast series, Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo. Thanks, Sameer, for your emotional investment into this podcast series, and I'm definitely looking forward to all the succeeding episodes. I'm sure they will inspire and help everyone to change their thinking, reach for the stars, help society, and use the power of their minds and hearts for the greater good. For that, Sameer Modi, Managing Director of Modi Enterprises, gratitude and a big thumbs up.
Thanks, Pavan. If a little chat can help and inspire anyone, that would be wonderful.
Thank you, Sameer. And to you, dear listener, Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo, aur Sirf Socho Mat, as Sameer Modi says, Badlo. And if you need to reach the team behind this new podcast series, want to suggest some new themes for the episode and the conversations, write into Soch Badlo, that's SOCHBADLO at modi-ent.com. Any suggestions, advice, requests, whatever. We'll take your thoughts to the big enabler, the man himself, Sameer Modi.
And I shall look forward to hearing from you. Till then, or till we meet again in the next episode, this is Sameer Modi saying stay safe.
Till we meet again in the next episode of Soch Badlo, Khud Ko Badlo, Duniya Badlo, this is Pavan R. Chawla saying take care, stay safe, help people, change your soch. Bye-bye.